There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
I hope you had a great weekend, everybody. Gang's all here. Everybody's in a good mood, playing nice in the sandbox. Fritzy's here, Seton, Marv, Paulie, yours truly, the backroom guys, and you as well. 877-3DP-SHOW, operator sitting by. Tyler's there to take your phone calls. Stat of the day is always brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of this program. By the way, Dan's deals coming up this week. We help you for Mother's Day. We've done it the last 2 years. Really, really successful. Great products, huge discounts. Trust me, you don't want to miss out. We'll give you more details coming up. You're going to be able to take care of Mother's Day. And look, your wife or your girlfriend or your mom, nobody has to know that we helped you here. You can take all the credit. Springtime, the perfect time to get a fresh look at your home with Home Security. Simply Safe Home Security, the only home security system that I recommend. Get 20% off any new Simply Safe system when you sign up. Fast Protect Monitoring. Go to simplysafedan.com. There's no safe like Simply Safe. So we've got a poll question, play of the day, stat of the day. It's draft week. We're ready to go. Before we get started, I want to say goodbye to a lifelong friend who just passed away over the weekend, Howie Schwab. I've known Howie for probably over 30 years, and Howie was Sports Google before Sports Google. Google would have Googled Howie Schwab. That's how he's the smartest guy that I ever met when it comes to sports knowledge, trivia, information. And when I first started at SportsCenter, I was lucky to have Howie Schwab there, because he made us all better. And he loved the bottom line, and that is getting the information from wherever he's finding it to you while you're still on the air. And some of my favorite stories had to do with, at the end of SportsCenter, when we did the 11 o'clock Eastern show, sometimes we'd check in with Ken Griffey Jr. and the Mariners. They're playing the Brewers. And it would be Junior hits a home run, and Howie would be over at the information desk. You could hear Howie running. He always had his keys in his pocket, and you would just hear clink, 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 clink. So I try to stall a little bit, because he would bring over the information, and he would say, Junior's 23rd. You know, he's got 89 RBIs. Mariners up 2-1. He would give you that information and did it in split-second timing. But a generous, wonderful person. In fact, when I went to Sports Jeopardy and we did 100 episodes, I said, look, I'll do it, but I want Howie Schwab to come in and sort of be the lifeguard on duty. The people at Sports Jeopardy were wonderful, welcomed Howie, and there'd be times when the Sports Jeopardy guys would go, well, let me check the book, and then Howie would go, no, it's correct. And so they'd still go and look at the book, and Howie'd go, I told you. He was that knowledgeable, and passed away over the weekend. So made us great. And there were so many of these people behind the scenes at ESPN that made ESPN so great. And Howie was certainly one of those people. All right. Poll question, Seton, what are we going to go with at least hour one on this program?
I think we're starting with the NFL draft, Dan.
Okay. Ooh.
The Bears haven't announced the number one pick yet because ...
All right. If I had a chance to talk to the Bears management or coach, I would ask the following. Why haven't you announced that you're taking Caleb Williams? And just see what they say, because I don't know if they would say, well, the NFL doesn't want us. I was told this over the weekend. It was reemphasized to me because my source said, yeah, I know you brought this up, but you know, the NFL wants to still maintain the possibility. And look, there is still the possibility that the Bears would get one of those crazy Ricky Williams deals. Be like, okay, we're holding out the possibility that maybe. So I guess you would say they're undecided. Or maybe they're decided, but they can't tell you they're decided. Does Caleb Williams know he's going to be taken number one overall? Have they said to him, I mean, they've done everything that would say we're taking you number one overall, but they haven't said it publicly. Yes, Eaton.
If you were to say we're taking Caleb Williams number one, could that also have sort of a reverse effect in getting, say, a team who really wants him to be like, are you really taking him number one? Like, would by announcing it, would you be able to start the conversation more? Almost like reverse psychology kind of thing?
I don't know if anybody has said publicly or even privately that they're interested in going after Caleb Williams, which is surprising if he's the next Patrick Mahomes. But I haven't heard anybody. They're talking about going up to number two. They're talking about going up to number three. Now, I don't know if the Bears have said, hey, we're not interested in any trade offers here. But I would be. Let me at least listen. Because you do need a lot of different things. Maybe you could be dropping down. Maybe you could still get a quarterback that you like. But if they've locked in, are they allowed to say, we're taking Caleb Williams? Have they made up the jersey for Thursday night that says C. Williams on the back? You know, you got a little bit of unrest at number two, it feels like. And I don't know if, now this is what happens when there's no news, you're trying to create news. And I don't know if this is a case of NFL insiders trying to create some news here. But Mike Florio, our good buddy at Pro Football Talk, had this. Last Wednesday, the Commanders hosted four top quarterback prospects on the same day. Now, I don't know why you would do that. And Florio said maybe the owner was only available for one day to meet all four of them. But the presumptive second overall pick, Jaden Daniels, apparently might not be happy about that. And so I don't know if this is, wait, you're bringing in four guys? Am I your guy? Because it still feels like Drake May and Jaden Daniels, depending on the day or time of day, who's going to be the number two overall pick. But I guess there's the possibility that they don't take him. And I guess you have to factor that in. Have the Commanders had a private workout with Jaden Daniels? Because there hasn't been a report, which I find really, really surprising. So no workout. I think the Vikings have had a private workout. But I think his agent disclosed that he had a private workout with the Vikings and not the Commanders. I guess there's a little bit of intrigue here. I don't know what, you know, the Washington Commanders are thinking. Is the agent now? The agents play a really large role, and Bill Belichick talked about this with McAfee. A lot of times, this emanates from the agent. You want to create something. Wait, he doesn't want to go there. And then, how do you get these stories out? How do you get it to an insider who then will report it? Now, all of a sudden, we've got a story. So now the Commanders have a little bit of a story, because if you're going to have Dan Quinn meet with the media today or tomorrow, hey, why did you bring in four quarterbacks at the same time? Have you decided on your quarterback? Now, he's going to say, no, we're not decided. Which I always pause when I hear that. Because if you say, now, after the draft, then Dan Quinn will go, well, Jaden Daniels was our quarterback all along. So you'll hear those things sometimes. I do feel like there is the Drake May possibility here. Well, obviously, there's the possibility. But it feels like, you know, maybe the Commanders want to be open for business. And I get that. I would too. I just want to know why you brought in four quarterbacks on the same day. Like, isn't that weird? Like, hey, Drake. Hey, Jaden. Hey, JJ. How are you? Like, you're meeting in the hallway there, bumping into each other. I'd like to know if you had a private workout. I'm really surprised at that. All right. 877-3DP show, as we always do every Monday. Best and worst of the weekend. What you saw that you liked and you didn't like. Here's Caleb Williams talking about going to the Bears.
Now that I want to play at one place for 20 years and chase one guy, number 12, I want a place that loves ball. You know, that's all I've heard about Chicago so far, which is exciting for me because LA was great, but there is probably double digits of teams here. It's a big pool of, you know, so you have to be winning championships. You have to be playoffs every year to have, you know, the fans and things like that show up. And so one thing, you know, if it was Chicago's a place that I've heard that they love ball, which is really exciting for me and something that I'm looking forward to and embracing.
Okay. That's on the Pivot podcast. I don't know if they followed up with what I would think would be obvious. Have the Bears told you they're taking you number one? That's it. Because then we could put to rest the commissioner is telling them not to say anything. I was told over the weekend that this is a TV show. You don't want to give away the ending of something. This has been 6 months in the making, 8 months in the making. And you want to take it up to, you know, because the commissioner's gone and the Chicago Bears are on the clock. And then we wait like 7 or 8 minutes. Oh, we got to add a little drama here. You get to show some videos. Your analysts get to talk about Caleb Williams, his intangibles, maybe his fingernail polish, whatever it might be. And the pick is in. Let's go to the podium. And the Chicago Bears select the person you thought they were going to select. And I tried to add a little drama to this. Caleb Williams. Yes, Seton.
I love the I heard they like football in Chicago.
Yeah.
That's a new take I hadn't seen. I hadn't heard. You know, hey, look, I'm excited to go there. I heard they really like football in Chicago.
Well, I think he said, did they say they like ball? I don't know I think it was ball. I don't even know if it was football. Yeah. I hear they like ball there.
I mean, like, I know, nitpicking. I know. Yeah. It's not like I wouldn't want to draft the guy because he said it, but it is kind of hilarious.
Well, maybe.
Hey, look, I heard they really like ball
they
there.
They like ball. I think he was talking about maybe Lonzo Ball. Is he with the Bulls still?
Technically.
Marvin? Yeah, they like ball. Yeah. Oh, okay.
God, that cracks me up. That's so funny. I'm so curious what his nail situation is going to be for draft night. I really am.
Yeah.
His nails get a lot of attention. Do you go USC colors? Do you keep it neutral? Do you just go bold and make it like Bears colors?
Well, I hope he doesn't put what he put when he faced Utah, though.
Yeah.
Because that would be awkward when he's hugging the commissioner there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess you're going to go Bears colors.
I heard they like ball there.
Yeah, they like ball there. So they're going to have orange and black fingernails there for Caleb Williams. The pick is in. Scotty Scheffler just won the RBC Heritage. So it was delayed, postponed, and then they picked it up this morning. And he played four holes here this morning, and he was done. So if you start to look, you know, we want to make these comparisons. Whenever somebody's on a run, we're like, oh, man, this is Tiger-esque. Okay, it's impressive, but there's a little recency bias here. He is set, after the win, he's set to earn, so I'm going to tabulate this, at $20 million this season. Now, if I compare that to Tiger Woods in 2000, there's not a comparison. With the help of Golf Digest, Jamie Kennedy, he found out that you took Tiger Woods 2000, the year 2000, his performance, and then you had those wins with the prize money in 2024. So Scheffler's earned $20 million. If I took Tiger's 2000 performance and used the money, the monetary benefits of 2024, Tiger would have pocketed over $92 million in tour earnings. So the comparison shouldn't take anything away from Scottie Scheffler. It just goes to show you that when Tiger was dominant, nobody was dominant like that. And look, is there going to be an asterisk by this because you have the players on the LIV Tour? Probably so. But Scottie Scheffler, machine like, has his wife had their baby yet, Paulie?
That's what I was wondering. At the end of the Masters, I remember the storyline being Scottie Scheffler's got to run home to Texas to be with his wife in the birth of the baby after a quick stop at the RBC in Hilton Head.
Yeah, and that's not a quick stop because now he's been there for a week. But he was going to leave the Masters no matter what because his wife was set to deliver.
I'm checking right now. He has not had the baby yet. She has not had the baby.
Okay. Yeah, I thought it was imminent. Like, if I'm walking up 17 and she goes into labor, I'm out of here.
He went back home to Dallas. He goes, honey, I only want one thing. What's that, baby? Win the RBC at Hilton Head.
Huh? Yeah, I don't know if his wife has had the baby, but it certainly seemed like it was any second now. He's like, you know what? How you feeling, hon? All right. I mean, it's not like when I said to my wife one Sunday morning, I was like, hon, how do you feel? Good, I'm not having the baby today. All right, then I'm going to do SportsCenter. Get to SportsCenter, realize she's having the baby, and then I have to leave. He's there probably on Monday or Tuesday, you know, doing a clinic or pro-am, and then, you know, playing a little bit on the course, and then you're going to play, and then you have to stay Monday because they couldn't complete it yesterday. So I'm assuming she hasn't had the baby yet, even though we did supply some great baby names for him when they do. All right. We'll take a break. We'll settle on our poll question. There's a lot of things to get to today. Tom Pelissero, the great insider for NFL Network, will join us later on. Mike Florio will stop by. Your phone calls are welcomed as well. We're back after this. Dan Patrick Show.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Hushmanzada and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm watching the Duke story unfold right before our very eyes. Their roster is changing rapidly, and another transfer there. I know they have a couple of really good five-star, maybe the best player in the country in Cooper Flagg, but a lot of turnover there with John Shire. Man, this is about NIL. It's changing. Now, I don't know if they would have stayed if Coach K was coaching there, Probably so. John Shire's losing his roster, turning it over, and that's surprising because players don't transfer from Duke, but they are now, and it's NIL. Yes, Paulie.
Yeah, we're reading a lot of local stories down there, and they're having trouble putting their finger on the reason. It could be playing time. It could be losing playing time to the new draft class. There are some NIL stories that are unbelievable about the numbers being to poach players.
Yeah, they got one player who's transferring to Baylor, and he was all ACC, Roach. And I guess if they're going to, from what I'm hearing, and I don't know if this is factual, but just what I'm hearing is Duke doesn't believe it has to pay what others have to pay because it's Duke. But maybe that is going to change. Tom Pelissero, NFL Network insider. He'll be part of the draft night, and he'll join us coming up here in a little bit and get his thoughts on a couple of things draft-related. But, yeah, back to Duke. They have a couple of really high-end draft picks here that are coming in for one and done. But that's the new, college basketball landscape with NIL. How long do you want to stay? When am I going to get paid? Players are using this as leverage to say, look, I'll stay if I get, or you guarantee me. The things that are asked for would probably blow your mind. Whether it's true or not, but having somebody tell me what these kids ask for or what their representative asks for. Because a lot of times the player doesn't want to go into the coach and say, it's the representative who will say, or agent will say, hey, he'll stay if, or if he doesn't get this, he's going to go here. Or they're paying him here, he's going to go there. Hey, can you guarantee that he's going to start? Like, you ask for whatever you think you can get. Now, you might be turned down with 90% of it, but these players know that they have leverage. Hey, I can go across the street and play right now. It didn't used to be that. So the deterrent was, do I really want to transfer and sit out a year? Well, now it's changed. Coaches can leave and coach right away. Now players can leave and play right away. Yes, Eden.
Do you think any of this has to do with Duke also looking to go in a new direction on how they structure a team and recruit kids?
No, because they have 2 one-and-doners coming in. Now, I don't know if they're getting transfer portal, but if I'm John Shire, I mean, these kids nowadays don't look at Duke the way we did, where you're like, oh, man, you got an opportunity to go to Duke. At one point, people stopped going, oh, man, I got to go to UCLA. No. When you're not winning titles, then all of a sudden they go, hey, I want to go to Georgetown. Hey, I want to, be a Fab Fiver. I mean, they're kids.
Man, I know they just got, I saw a headline, they got a kid from Syracuse is transferring.
Yes, yes.
Which is great. I don't know big picture exactly what that means for the program, but.
Yeah, while they might be trying to change, they're bringing in 2 of the top players in the country, and one is going to be one and done for sure, but I'll be interested to see how they rebuild that roster. And that's saying a lot for Duke to rebuild a roster. Tom Pelissero joining us. He's part of the NFL draft coverage. That'll be, they got all kinds of things coming up. The coverage starts the 25th, 26th, 27th. Tomorrow at 8 Eastern on NFL Network, the Emmy-winning series NFL 360 will air. A draft special featuring Tom on Tulane quarterback Michael Pratt, the perfect prospect in this year's draft, who will have a number 7 jersey and a Believe in Number 7 tattoo in memory of a former high school teammate, late friend who passed away, Bryce Gowdy. So the story features how Pratt keeps the spirit of Bryce and his late brother David alive. Tom joins us on the program now. All right, Tom, let me give you the poll question. Seton, give Tom the poll question, at least for this second hour.
If you were Jaden Daniels, you were happy to go to the Commanders, or you're hoping someone trades up?
I would fairly say Jaden Daniels would love for someone, specifically the Las Vegas Raiders, to trade up, but Washington has, let's say, demonstrated some inflexibility in terms of moving out of that pick. It's a unique situation. Obviously, barring the world collapsing tomorrow, Caleb Williams is going to go number 1 to the Chicago Bears, which puts Washington atop the draft. They've thoroughly examined everybody. I know that there are people there who really like Drake May, J.J. McCarthy impressed everybody who was at his pro day, including the Commanders, which is part of why they did the unique thing last week with bringing all those quarterbacks plus Michael Penix in for a group visit. Now, I'd say there are not people within the league who recall in our team doing this with quarterbacks. There's plenty of teams who bring in the group visits. The 49ers are one of them. That's where Adam Peters, the general manager, comes from. But with quarterbacks, usually you want to spend the maximum amount of time with them in every facet of the building. I would point out there's only one player who got a ride from the airport from Dan Quinn. That was Jaden Daniels. Everybody else rode the shuttle bus. So if you want to read into the transportation signals here, you would say it's pretty clear that Jaden Daniels is going to be the guy. And I would say within the league, that would be not necessarily the expectation, because until the pick's done, there's enough moving parts here. Things can change. But I would certainly say the most likely scenario when you talk to people within the league is Jaden Daniels. Daniels goes number two.
And you know how this works. We're looking for a story. Sometimes you create more of a story than is really there. Does Jaden Daniels want to go there? Was he bothered that they brought in all these quarterbacks on the same day to work out? And I don't know if it's what's real or not in this situation, but I got to factor in Antonio Pierce's relationship with Jaden Daniels going back to Arizona State. I think that's real. I just don't know, do the Raiders have enough? Well, first of all, would the Commanders be willing to listen? And do the Raiders have enough to move up to number two?
I can tell you the teams that have called Washington, and this goes back to the combine, this goes back to last month. Every time people have called Washington about number two, the answer has been, yeah, we're probably keeping the pick. Now, is there some type of an offer of, you know, Mike Ditka style, here's our next three drafts? Maybe. Everybody's got a price eventually here. But you got to think too, Dan, about the number of voices that are in that room right now for Washington. You got Josh Harris, who is a new owner going through his first draft. He's been in every combine interview. He's been at the visits. He's intimately involved in the process. You got Bob Myers, the former Golden State Warriors GM, who is at the combine and has been advising Josh Harris going all the way back to the coaching and GM search. You've got, obviously, see Adam Peters, who's the GM. Magic Johnson, I guarantee, has found a way to voice his opinion on what should happen here. You got Dan Quinn. You got Cliff Kingsbury. That's a lot of different people from different backgrounds that are going to be weighing in on the topic here. From Jaden Daniels' perspective, you're right. He was recruited to Arizona State. Antonio Pierce was a big part of that. Jaden's mom, who is very involved in his life and his career, has been, you know, helping kind of steer things all along here. It's a little bit curious that he would want to reunite with someone taking him back to the Arizona State days, since Arizona State did not end well for a variety of reasons, and it was at LSU that Jaden Daniels really found himself. But there's a comfort level there. He would like to be in Las Vegas. It's just, at this point, unless you're going to pull a major lever here and try to go full Eli Manning, it's just difficult to pull this off. And for Washington, it seems like as they've continued to go through this process, the arrows are pointing toward them just taking Jaden Daniels, making the best of it in terms of getting him on board, which is the other reason that if you're Jaden Daniels and you've got any trepidation about going someplace that's not Las Vegas, wouldn't you think you'd want the team to spend as much time and have you meet with everybody and sit down and go through the playbook and whatever else? That didn't necessarily happen to the same extent that Jaden Daniels or his people would want to, but ultimately it's on Washington to make that pick, and the signs keep pointing toward that being number two.
Why aren't the Bears publicly declaring that they're taking Caleb Williams?
I don't think they're really allowed to, Dan. The NFL frowns upon that. They like to have some level of drama, even though there's not really a whole lot of drama to be had.
Well, what do you mean allowed to? What, like, would they get scolded?
The NFL wants the first time that it's official to be on national TV.
I get it. I get it. But if I'm the Bears, I want what's best for the Bears and my fan base. We believe in this guy. This is our guy. And we have no questions whatsoever. You know what? We're going to play the game on draft night, but this is our guy. We want you guys to know. Instead of having your fan base go, we should have kept Justin Fields, or I don't know about this guy. Like, we should take Jaden Daniels.
Here's what I would tell you. And there are some people within the league who buy into Jaden Daniels is going to be a better NFL player than Caleb Williams. Caleb Williams, though, is the consensus top pick in this draft. I would tell you, behind the scenes, everything that the Bears have done for the past several months has been with an eye toward, we are building this thing for Caleb Williams. You make an offensive coordinator change. You bring in Shane Waldron, who's worked with different types of quarterbacks in Seattle. They think that he's a really good fit for Caleb Williams. You go, you sign DeAndre Swift. You trade for Keenan Allen. You retain your offensive line coach, Chris Morgan, because he's a really good run game guy. So you make sure you got that in place. They've obviously built that defense. It's a top 10 caliber defense. And then you signal to Caleb Williams that you're all in on him by trading Justin Fields for a sixth round pick early in the process rather than dragging that out to the draft. Now, could they have just gotten on the phone and told Caleb that as opposed to trading away Justin Fields for a sixth? Probably. That would have probably had the same effect here. But what they've done over the last couple of months here is when, you know, Caleb Williams came in for his visit, they sent him out to dinner with a bunch of their key players and make sure everybody was in a good spot there. They've stayed in touch with Caleb Williams via Zoom since that day, going through just talking football stuff with him. This is all clearly geared toward Caleb Williams.
Oh, I get it that they're taking him. I said that I was told by a source the commissioner, or at least the home office, discourages you from making this public. That's what this comes down to. They just want that to be the first announcement. It's the big night for the commissioner in the NFL. I get that. I know you're short on time. Over under quarterbacks in round one, if I set the number at 4.5. No, I'll set it at 5.5.
I mean, that's the correct line right there. That's where I would set it. I would take right now sitting here, I would say 6 quarterbacks go in round one. And that's in part because this is a unique class where if you get beyond the first 6, arguably 7, because there are some people who have Spencer Rattler in their top 6, some have him ahead of Michael Penix. There's really not a whole lot of other guys. There is Michael Pratt, who you mentioned. We got a great feature coming out on NFL 360 tomorrow night. He's probably gonna be a late day 2, early day 3 guy. I think Joe Milton, the guy with the howitzer from Tennessee, he's going to get taken late just based on traits. And that might be it. That might be the only quarterbacks who get drafted other than maybe there's, you know, somebody in the 7th because there's a competition to sign him as a PFA and you don't want to go down that. So you just take him late. But that's it. So you got more teams right now that need quarterbacks than there are quarterbacks to be taken. So if you go right down the list right now, all right, Caleb Williams to the Bears, barring something totally unforeseen, at number 1. Let's give the Commanders Jaden Daniels a 2. Somebody then takes, in all likelihood, not necessarily 100%, because J.J. McCarthy's in that mix too, but somebody probably ends up with Drake May at number 3, whether that's the Patriots, the Giants, or the Vikings in a trade-up scenario. J.J. McCarthy then goes somewhere, I would think, between 4 and 11, which then still leaves potentially the Broncos, the Raiders, some of the wildcard teams, like could the Rams potentially take one as well? I think that there's a lot of people within the league who believe if the Raiders cannot go get Jaden Daniels, which, by the way, would be totally out of character for Tom Telesco to make a trade up, the general manager there. Michael Penix is the guy who makes a lot of sense for the Raiders. And then Bo Nix, he's got a lot of fans around the league. Let's say you're the Vikings and you get shut out. You can't trade up. You miss out. The Giants take McCarthy and you're stuck. You might think, hey, we got not just number 11, we got number 23. Bo Nix might be there. And then the question is, are you worried about a threat from a team like the Rams, whose general manager Les Snead played with Bo Nix's dad and has known him forever, and Matthew Stafford's toward the end, that you feel like we need to get up ahead? You know, the Vikings are really, I think, one of the fascinating teams this entire draft because, yes, they signed Sam Darnold, but they don't have another guy right now. They clearly want a quarterback. Everyone's been talking since they acquired the 23rd pick that, all right, they're going to package him and move up. But someone needs to be willing to move down for you to move up if they get stuck there. I really believe any of those other 5 guys are possibilities for the Vikings to take, whether that is at some point in round 1 or if they try to get up there and take one at the top 2.
I know you're busy. Thanks for joining us, Tom.
Thanks a lot, Dan.
That's Tom Pelissero, NFL Network insider, part of their draft coverage. And tomorrow at 8 Eastern, the Emmy-winning series NFL 360, a draft day special featuring the Tulane quarterback, Michael Pratt. We'll give you our best and worst of the weekend coming up. Doug in North Carolina. Hi, Doug. What do you have for me today?
Well, Dan, Wilmington, North Carolina, first off. And I have to tell you that the best of the weekend is our favorite son, Michael Jordan, owned a car that won Talladega yesterday. The worst of the weekend is on Friday, our favorite son, Michael Jordan, stabbed the city in the back. We had plans to build a museum in downtown Wilmington in his honor, a Michael Jordan museum. Everything was signed and sealed, and on Friday he announced that he didn't want to have it here in Wilmington. This is a guy that, and Paulie may be able to say the same thing about Chicago, but since he's left, he's shunned the city and he wants nothing to do with us. And he's, it feels like he's broken the hearts of a lot of people here in Wilmington, North Carolina.
Hmm. Thank you, Doug. Yeah, I didn't know about the Mike Museum. How often do you turn down a museum that's in honor of you?
Yeah, it was just announced on Friday. The new Hanover County officials said a planned Michael Jordan Museum will not go forward.
Did they run this by Michael before they announced that they were going to have a museum?
Were they surprising him with it?
Yeah.
Guess what, Mike? And he said, guess
you
what?
You got a museum.
Hey, Mike, can we have a bunch of your memorabilia to throw into it? No, it turns out you can't. Thank you. I appreciate that, but no.
No.
I'd rather you didn't.
Yeah, it's unclear why the family changed their mind or refused to cooperate.
He's been trying to sell his museum in Chicago for a long time, but too many 23s all over the place.
Yeah. Well, he hadn't sold his house.
That's
his museum.
Yeah.
The news release did not state a specific reason by the Jordan family decision.
Why do people not want to buy Michael Jordan's house? I know there's a lot of 23s.
I'm positive it's because you have to take down all the 23s. I'm positive.
But that's what you're buying. You're buying Michael Jordan's house.
Yeah.
Don't you want what comes with Michael Jordan's house?
You go into the bathroom and you turn the 2 and the 3 for hot and cold water. It's like, good God.
It's down to 14.8. It was like 21 million. Yeah, there's no way around it. Like, I'm looking at the pictures. A non-sports fan would know Michael Jordan's lived here.
Yeah, but you would think there would be a fanatic out there that would go, I got Michael Jordan's house. And I got stuff that goes along with that. You got the basketball court there, and you know, granted, the gate has a big 2 and a 3 on it. And
he's got a casino in one level. There's like a poker playing room.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, if you bought, is there another athlete that, like Shaq's house in Orlando? I don't know if that was up for sale, but it's scaled to Shaq. You can't be like Danny DeVito and you buy the Shaq house.
How many 7-foot billionaires are there?
Well, I don't know if you have to be a billionaire.
Oh, okay.
But still, you have to buy a house. I heard the story about Horace Grant when he played with the Magic. He had a house in Winter Park, but it was for a 6'9 guy. And then the person who bought it had to lower like the countertops and, you know, it had to be, you know, kind of normalized with something like that. Yes, Marvin.
And why are there goggles at the gate?
for Horace Grant?
Yeah.
Yes, Todd.
And Jordan's got that wagging tongue chandelier above the diner.
That's not true.
Weird. You don't want
That's that. Not true.
So it's the doorbell you have to push in. It's like squishy.
It's his tongue.
Come on, this is gross.
When you press the doorbell, it berates visitors. It tells them I'm better than you at things.
I'm better than you.
Let's take a break. We'll give you our best and worst of the weekend right after this.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kind of a weird statistical anomaly. Home teams 8-0, game one of the first round of the NBA playoffs. Home teams in the NHL 6-0 in game one of the first round of the playoffs. A Mercedes-Benz interview of the day brought to you by Mercedes-Benz EV. The brilliant EQE SUV from Mercedes-Benz. The vehicle all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQE-SUV. Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk Live co-host. You can see it prior to this show on Peacock, NBC Football Night in America, Insider. Why can't the Bears say we're taking Caleb Williams?
Oh, they can do it. They could sign into a contract if they wanted to. I just think that the way this process has evolved, the NFL likes the teams to keep their mouths shut as long as possible so that maximum viewers will tune in 8 p.m. Eastern Thursday night to find out who the Bears are going to pick. And look, you never know what's going to happen in 3 days. I guess something could happen, but what would happen that would keep it from happening? It's inevitable.
Why hasn't anybody at least, you know, kicked the tires on going up to get, if Caleb Williams is one of these generational talents, he's supposed to be the next Patrick Mahomes. Why hasn't somebody, is he worth going up to get?
It's a great point, and I don't know whether it's a situation like 4 years ago when the Dolphins, who had the fifth pick and desperately wanted to go up and get Joe Burrow at number one, and the Bengals would not even entertain the conversation, at least find out what they're willing to put on the table. The Bengals got lucky that Burrow ended up being great. You don't know what a guy's going to be until he plays in the NFL. You're turning down a potentially huge haul of picks for the one guy. You better be sure the one guy is going to work. I haven't heard anything about anyone trying to come up to get Caleb Williams. And that may be the Bears making it clear we're not moving, or no one willing to really do whatever it would take to go get him, or some combination of the two. But it has not even been a talking point. It hasn't been an issue. No one's even breathed a word of it in the past several months.
Is there real drama or manufactured drama with what the Commanders are going to do?
I think there's real drama. Look, Dan, there's a new ownership group, and that's good news for Commanders fans because it's anyone other than Daniel Snyder. But this is Josh Harris's first draft. I was told last week that he's more involved in the football operation than people thought he was going to be. Most owners are more involved than we know they are. They don't want us to know they're involved because they don't want to take the blame for the bad decisions. They want to be able to pin it on the GM or the head coach. That's why I respect Jerry Jones. I mean, he's out there. There's no hiding behind anyone. It's his decisions. And I think for a lot of these teams, it's the owner's decisions. And what they did last week with this top golf four quarterback square dance for whatever purpose they were trying to prove. And I think at the end of the day, they brought them all in at the same time because the owner was available one day and that was the day he was going to be there. And he wanted to meet all four of them that day. I think that's the easiest explanation, but that may have angered Jaden Daniels, and they may have some things to work through. And there's talk about the Raiders wanting Daniels and Daniels wanting the Raiders, and who knows how that plays out. So we'll see. We'll see. They have to want Daniels. And at some level, you have to think that your potential franchise quarterback wants to be with you. Franchise quarterback is a higher level than the other players. It's a guy who shows up early, stays late, is basically an extension of management. If he doesn't want to be there, that's a problem.
What happens first? Tom Brady broadcasts a game or he plays in a game?
You know, I think there are no accidents when it comes to Tom Brady, Dan. And for him to come out and say, after declaring last year, he's done and he's never coming back, he just kind of casually drops the turd in the punch bowl of, pardon me, of, you know, hey, what if somebody gets injured during the season? Oh, I wouldn't be opposed to that. Wait, what? I wouldn't be opposed to coming back and playing? Are you kidding me? That was huge. And again, I don't think it was something that just flew out of his mouth. I think he's ready to come back. And I think that was his trial balloon to see if anyone will call him. Just a couple of weeks before the draft, plenty of teams looking for quarterbacks. What if Sean Payton doesn't get the guy he wants? It was Payton and Brady 2 years ago that were tied together to go to Miami. The Dolphins lost a first-round pick over it because they were tampering with both guys. So I think Brady wants to come back, but he wants to be pursued. And he's put it out there that he wants to be pursued. So I think there's a chance that he never gets in the booth at all, at least not this year. And wouldn't it be awkward? He's sitting there with Kevin Burkhardt, Dan, and quarterback gets injured during a game. How can Burkhardt not say, hey, Tom, would you play for this team? They may be calling you tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah, if they do a Dolphins game and Tua goes down, you could say, Tom, you got your chance to play for the Dolphins. Get out of the booth and walk down. Maybe you should wear pads during the broadcast.
Just have the pads on,
yeah.
Slip the jersey
just
over.
Just in case.
He could be like the Zamboni driver that also subs as the emergency goalie at the hockey games. Just have him ready to go.
If you could know what one team is going to do Thursday night, what team would it be?
Well, the Vikings, to me, are the biggest curiosity in all of this because they're clearly going to try their damnedest to emerge with a quarterback. They're sitting at number 11. They've already picked up pick number 23 from the Texans. They didn't acquire that pick to use it. They acquired that pick to package it and move. So how high do they want to go? Who do they really want? Kevin O'Connell spoke about it recently. You know, and is it Jaden Daniels? Is it Drake May? Is it J.J. McCarthy? I think it's one of those three. But one thing he made clear, they've had opportunities to get other quarterbacks during his time in Minnesota. And he's been the guy to say, no, I'm not going to do it. When we get the next guy, he's going to be the guy. So will they not be happy with whatever trade packages are demanded? Will they stay put? Will they pass on a quarterback and try to make it work with Sam Darnold? What they do is really going to be fun to watch because it can go in a lot of different directions.
Talking to Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk Live co-host, more likely to draft their quarterback successor, the Rams or the Cowboys?
Wow. The Cowboys need players who can come in and make an immediate impact because they haven't been able to go out and go all in, as Jerry Jones said they would back in late January, and they haven't. But they need to have some leverage in the event that Dak Prescott becomes a free agent next year. They have Trey Lance, who's also due to be a free agent next year, and I don't know that that counts as sufficient leverage. You need to have somebody to get Dak Prescott to stick around and take whatever deal the Cowboys want to put on the table. You need to be protected. You need to have that bird in the hand. I think it makes the Cowboys a little more likely than the Rams, who were thinking about it last year with Stetson Bennett. And that ship still hasn't completely sailed. He's got off-field issues that need to get under control. So I think they still hold out a sliver of hope that they could get things under control with Stetson Bennett. I think the Cowboys are more likely because they need that guy on the roster to give them leverage with Dak.
Jerry Jones is credited for being a brilliant businessman. But when it comes to his players, you can question his business acumen. Why is that?
Well, Dan, look, when it comes to their best young players, I said a couple of weeks ago on PFT Live, and I believe this, the Cowboys, and specifically Jerry Jones, are cheap, short-sighted, and frankly, in all due respect, not as smart as he thinks he is. Because, you know, they blew it with Dak Prescott, dragged their feet, waited too long, got themselves in a tough position, did a bad contract that puts him in an even worse position now. C.D. Lamb, here he is entering his fifth-year option. Micah Parsons should not set foot on a field, practice, or playing field until he gets his next contract. And it's tied their hands. And the more I think about it, the more I talk about it. You know, we've all been conditioned to believe that Jerry Jones would basically rip out a kidney to win another Super Bowl. And I'm starting to think that's not the truth. This year, I've started to believe that Jerry Jones ultimately is a carnival barker who needs ways to get Cowboys fans to show up and open their wallets and give him their money and watch on TV. Think about this, Dan. No NFC championship game for the Cowboys since 1995, yet they are still the biggest draw in the NFL. That is amazing. And that's a product of Jones as a salesman. So it's all selling, and he sold us on the idea that every year could be the year. And no year do they even get to the game to get to the Super Bowl. But they're still America's team. I think at the end of the day, it's about keeping that label of America's team and not necessarily about winning any one of the last 30 Super Bowls.
Great to talk to you. Are you involved in the Tom Brady roast?
No, I'm not. Not that I know of. Not that I, but, you know, that could go in a lot of different directions. That's going to be worth
watching.
Okay,
what is... Now, I was invited to show up at the roast. I don't know if that meant I was going to be on the dais, but I said I wasn't going to be in L.A. But I was wondering, what is off limits for Tom Brady during a roast?
I don't know. I don't know. Because that's the thing. They act like it's no holds barred. I don't know.
So kids would be off. Kids are off limit. Is the jujitsu instructor off limits? Deflategate.
Deflategate can't be off limits.
Yeah.
Can't be.
I mean, what else is there with Brady?
I don't know. I mean, you could make a joke along the lines of, you know, his hairpiece is older than some of the guys currently playing in the league.
What?
You could try that.
Wow.
His hair actually seems to be expanding as he gets older. Like, the hairline's going down. Like, he's going to be Teen Wolf by the time it's all said. Like Jason Bateman.
Do you have sources that Brady has a hairpiece?
I'll tell you this. Someone told me years ago, you know when you go to church and you're standing there and you're tall, so you see this. When you're in the back of the church, you see all the bald spots that are there and starting. It's like this mushroom farm of bald spots. Someone told me 20 years ago, Brady had that back here. Mm. So that's 20 years ago.
As a journalist, are you reporting this?
No, I'm not reporting it. I'm just passing along some information that I got from a trusted source. That's it.
I think it's journalism.
It's fine. I'm just saying, is it fair game? Is it fair game? I mean, clearly there's some coloring happening with the hair, which is fine. That's fine. But I remember
when you busted McLovin, when McLovin colored his hair one time, and then I think you either text me or you called, and I was like, oh, wow.
Well, you were having the conversation about the whole hair dye thing. I mean, the thing, you can't reverse it. You can try to freeze it, but you can't go back. Once it's noticeably gray and then you show up one day like Creed in The Office when he took all the toner out of the printer and put it on his head, like, it's obvious when you try to go the other way.
Yes. You have to start early. I tell guys, if you're going to dye your hair, start earlier than later, because then, you know, it's not as noticeable. You don't have to worry about
it. The problem with it is, if you commit to it, right? Unless you do the Bob Barker big reveal, like after you take a couple weeks off from The Price is Right, you inevitably become 75-year-old guy with jet black hair. And what do you do? What can you do with
it? It's like Johnny Knoxville. Johnny Knoxville stopped coloring his hair, and you're like, damn, Johnny looks like he's, you know, 65. Yeah. And he might be.
He probably is.
Yeah. Thank you, Mike. As always, hard-hitting with all
yeah,
the...
Yeah, great stuff. Hey, you went there, not me.
Thank you, Mike. That's Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk Live. Duke in Idaho. Hi, Duke. What's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning, Dan. 6-1-2-15. You know, last week you were talking about how you had to meet with like an estate planner to get your affairs in order and whatnot.
Yes.
So a couple days after that, you went to commercial, but you're doing your Traeger promo, and you made some offhanded comment about, hey, maybe I'll just be cremated, put me on the Traeger.
Yes.
And that got me thinking, what flavor pellets would you like? The cherry, oak, hickory? I mean, maybe.
Maybe
I mean,
if there's some afterlife flavor, Duke. That reminds me of Dan Patrick.
Musky.
Andrew in South Carolina. Hi, Andrew. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. First time, long time. Just wanted to share best and worst.
Okay.
Best of the weekend. I got married this weekend and kept the tears to a minimum. My passion bucket was overflowing. Felt like I needed a passion truck there with surrounded by family and friends.
Nice.
Worst of the weekend, my Braves blew a 3-run lead last night, and, you know, I told my wife it only took her 2 years to get a ring, and I've been waiting nearly 30,
for Jerry Jones and the Cowboys to give me one. So,
all right. Well, you're going to be waiting a little while longer, I think, Andrew. It's okay if you cry at your wedding. When I saw my wife walk down the aisle, I started crying. I was like, damn, I hope she doesn't have second thoughts here. Yes, Todd.
As long as the cry to others looks like happy tears as opposed to, oh, my God, what am I doing? It's too late to change my mind.
No. I just remember my wife walking down the aisle, and like it looked like she would, there was a halo around her whole body. I was like, oh, my God. And I saw her like fall back, and I thought she was going to faint. Well, one of our friends stepped out into the aisle to take a picture, stepped on the train of her dress and pulled her back and nearly knocked her over. And then I didn't realize at the time, I thought, oh my God, she's going to pass out. But everything turned out great though. Yeah. Few tears. That was it. Yeah, Paul.
Someone almost swept her off her feet that day. Oh, you've been doing it ever since.
Wow. I've been trying to.
There you go.
Yes, yes.
That'll be a fall-away bride instead of a runaway bride.
Okay, all right. All right, I'll give you a bloop on that.
I'll take one.
It's late in the show.
Snuck it in.
All right, last call for phone calls, what we learn, what's in store tomorrow. We'll hear from LeBron James next here on the Dan Patrick Show.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.